Batai, when you learn the Parshiot of Shmot, Va'era, Bo, B'Shalach, it's all about Galut Mitzrayim and Yitziat Mitzrayim. Galut Mitzrayim, Yitziat Mitzrayim. Thank you so much. Galut Mitzrayim, Yitziat Mitzrayim is not just an event. Galut Mitzrayim and Yitziat Mitzrayim. Galut Mitzrayim and Yitziat Mitzrayim, Rabotai.
What? Okay.
Galut Mitzrayim, Yitziat Mitzrayim, Rabotai. Is the Yisod of our Emunah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Hotzeiticha Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. You understand what we're saying? Our whole Mahut, our whole Mitziut, is that we are Anachnu Maminim, B'nei Ma'aminim. Emunah. What is a Jew? A Jew is Ma'amin Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Yud Gimel Ikrim is all about Emunah, 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 and Emunah. Right? All the different types, not types, but the different Inyanim that we have to have Emunah in. The Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. So our whole Mahut, our whole kiyum, our whole existence is anachnu maminim. And what is emuna? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is not a chidush, rabotai. This is not my pshat. This is pshuto kimashma'o. And anybody who doesn't understand it is missing Ha'ikar v'yisod shebe'yisodot. This is it. He doesn't understand. So what is emunah? What is it? If emunah is about Yitziat Mitzrayim, and Yitziat Mitzrayim is the yisod ha'emunah, so then we have to learn Yitziat Mitzrayim in light of emunah. We have to look at Yitziat Mitzrayim and say we have to take out from Yitziat Mitzrayim all the emunah that we can take. This is emunah. In the Sfarim it's written that Pesach night is Rosh Hashanah le'emunah. Just like Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah le'chayim u'le'meitim. And different times of the year we're nidon for different things. For example, Shavuot says in the Shlach Kadosh is Rosh Hashanah for Torah. How much Torah and how much Hatzlacha you have in Torah is judged on Shavuot. Brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that Pesach by night is Rosh Hashanah le'emunah. We talk about the Pesach, the Yitziat Mitzrayim. That becomes the basis for how much emunah we will have. This is clear, brought down in all the Sfarim. Pesach by night is Rosh Hashanah le'emunah. Kol ha'marbel l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. Brought down in the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, Kov Nerov, speaks about it. It becomes harei zeh meshubach. The person is meshubach because he's more ma'amin. Not harei zeh meshubach, he'll get more reward. But harei zeh. Zeh meaning the person is meshubach. Because the person is a bigger bal emunah. So the more you talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim, the more emunah. It goes hand in hand. So, our chiyuv is to learn Shmot Va'era Bo B'Shalach. And to take out from it emunah, 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 emunah. It's clear. And like I say, this is not my chidush. This is pshuto kimashma'ot. Dvarim pshutan kimashma'otan. This is exactly what it says here. That you must learn Yitziat Mitzrayim about emunah. As a matter of fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us clearly, You know how many times in the Psukim it says, Leman te'edu ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. Leman ye'edu that I am Hashem. Leman tesaper ba'aznei bincha u'ben bincha. Me, I, et asher ani asiti b'mitzrayim. So many Psukim. It's Leman ye'edu. It's that we should know Hashem is Hashem. So a person could ask, why is Yetziat Mitzrayim the basis? Why is that the yesod of Emunah? What about the fact that Hashem created the world? Why is that not a siman and an ot? And from there we take the lesson Hashem is Borei Olam. That Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. Why does it have to be through Yetziat Mitzrayim? So it's brought down from the Chinuch and other Rishonim that Hashem created the world. That's what? That's Briat Olam. That we learn out from Briat Olam, and Shabbat is ot for that. Kisheshit Yamim Asa Hashem et Hashamayim et Haaretz Uvayom Hashvi'i Shabbat Vayinafash. Hashem created the world. But the Goyim, many believe that Hashem created the world, but he went to sleep afterwards. I'm very tired. Went to sleep. Very tired. Shabbos. What do people do? Cholent and bolnus bakoisna. Right. Quiet. Sleep. Schlafen. So Shabbos. We went to sleep. So Yetziat Mitzrayim teaches us he's not only Borei Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manig. Manhig et olam, that he's involved mamish on every step and every level, everything that ever happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So Briat Olam and Shabbat is Bore. And Yetziat Mitzrayim is Manhig. And Jews, Yudim, have to believe not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barat Olam, but also what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manik. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Otzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manik et Olam. Lo maspik la'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara et Olam. You have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manik. Yetziat Mitzrayim is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeiticha. I. And like the Haggadah's. God is bright taught, it's from the Tanaim. Ani v'lo shaliach. V'keiti kol b'chor. V'keiti ani v'lo shaliach. Hashem is there. He doesn't send a secretary. In America, you send a secretary. Fax and secretary. The guy might not even be there. There might not be such a person even. The boss. He might be an unknown. Someone told me that there's a whole story like that. In the theater of... That they had a whole business, a whole empire, based on a person that doesn't exist. Phantom. There was no boss. And all the people around were setting it up like, for the boss. But there was no boss. Yeah. Therefore Hashem says, Ani v'lo shaliach. It's not Moshe, it's not Aaron. If you take a look in the Haggadah, there is no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu. No mention, Aharon. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu. We once spoke that the Rambam says you should tell your son the Nisan that happened to Klal Yisrael Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam stresses it in the Halacha. So you see that you should mention Moshe Rabbeinu. We spoke about it a long time ago. But Kipshuto simply, En Zecher Shel Moshe Bagada. You know why? Ani V'lo Shaliach. You shouldn't think Moshe, Aaron, and Hashem just was, you know, sitting there in his office, dozing off, and giving just, go. While he didn't really take an interest and part, and he wasn't mamish yad with his own hands doing it. Ani v'lo shaliach. And therefore, in the Haggadah, no mention. Lo yedei malach, lo yedei saraf, right? Hashem b'chvodo be'atzmo. This is Leman Yedu, that Hashem is not only Boreh, but Hashem is manhig et olam. This rabotai seems to be pashut, but the truth is it's much, much deeper and could be not even true what I'm saying. I'll explain to you what I mean. You know, it's interesting. Even on Shabbat, what do we say? Zecher l'ma'aseh bereishit, right? But we also say Zecher in the Kiddush. Zecher. What? I thought Shabbos is about Hashem created the world. So how did it become Zecher l'tziat Mitzrayim? Oh, you ever thought about that? Again? What do you mean again? Every Friday night, we make Kiddush. And in the Kiddush, what do we mention? Rabbadai. We mention Zecher l'tziat Mitzrayim. What? How is Shabbat Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim? That makes sense. The whole Inyan. What? Okay, so this is a Medrash. Originally, they were working on Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu was po'el by Paro. That they should work on Shabbat. But so what? What does one put the other? How does Shabbat become Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim? Because they stopped working on Shabbat, man. Ma Shaychut, Ma Kesher. What is the Kesher between Shabbat, which is Borei Umanig, Shabbarat Olam, to the story and the Zecher of Yetziat Mitzrayim? Today, Rabotai, you're going to get the answer, not a answer. But the answer, Behei HaYidiyah. And then you'll start to understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim is really all about. Abotai, any person walks around thinking that he has Emunah, and thinking that Emunah is just, I believe in Hashem, that he's Borei Umanig et Olam, he is nothing more than a child who's being foolish, who's being shallow, who is being na'ar, he's being foolish, real plain and pashut, okay? I like to quote to you the lashon of the Alter from Slabotka, Saba mi Slabotka, Zechat Tzadik Livracha. Says an unbelievable thing. I found that Rabbi Ruchem also says it. Yafemod, Rabot. Emet Lamito. He says, Hakarat Hashem, hu yisod kol ha-Torah. This is in Chelik Aleph of Or HaTzafon, page Kuf Lamed Hey. Hakarat Hashem Yisod Kol HaTorah. V'yesh lo madregot le'en shi'ur. Emunah is not just, I have Emunah. Yirat Hashem hi chokhmah, hen chokhmah. Right? The Gemara says, the wisdom, hen. Yirat Hashem hi, not he, but hen. It's one, it's the only chacham. It's not easy. Yirat Hashem, and emunah, it's difficult. We're going to learn this. Le'en shi'ur, there's many levels to emunah. The kama shi'yachteru v'yit'amku ba, the more you go into it, and you're masig, si'ah li'onim bi'oter, the highest levels of it, still lo magi'im le'kitseh, you haven't even touched the corner. You could go and go in the emunah, and the higher you get, you can reach unbelievable heights. This is still efes katzeo, just a little bit. You're just maybe touching the corner, touching the lowest levels. Bashe en sof l'musugel lamkel. There is no end to the omek, to the depth that there is in emunah. No, so a person walks around saying, "Yes, I'm a mean Shekodesh Baruch Hu bara to olam, I'm a mean Shekodesh Baruch Hu manig to olam." Nothing. That's called emunah. Please. Adayin skukin le'emunah. As much as you think that you reached, you still have to work on emunah. And this is a line which I love. I just love. I love to hear it again and again. En ha'emunah nachlat ha'hamonim. It's not the Yerusha of the simple hamon am. Doesn't belong to the simple people, emunah. Nachlat, en, remember the lashon. En ha'emunah nachlat ha'hamonim. Kefi hadi'a shitchit hamukubelet. Of course, the way people have shallow understanding of emuna. Hamoni means the hamonam, the most. The folk. Most people, hamon. It's only special people that get emuna. Yeah? Ela kol adam. Every person af hagadol biyoter. Em bekocho lagia l'sof ha'asagot. Even the greatest of people will have difficulty reaching. So you'll come and say, who told you this? Who told you? Is that true? Could you say a thing like that? He brings a tremendous proof. Who was Av Emunah? Who was the one who brought Emunah to the world? Ram Avinu. Avraham. Right? Avraham Avinu was Choker V'Doresh. And he finally recognized Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that his children will be Yoresh Eretz Yisrael. Right? What does it say in the Pasuk? V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachshevecho lo litzaka. He believed, and Hashem looked at it, says Rashi, in the name of the Chazal, as a tzaka. A good thing, Avram, you did a good thing. Avram, it's a tzedek. Favor. You did a good thing. You believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asks the altar from Slabatka, and Rabbi Ruchim says the same pshat. I saw this in Dvarim. Avram Avinu, you saw the emunah. What are you talking about? Yaster get yasher koch. You imagine a person says, Baruch Hashem. Whoa! Wow, atamarta Baruch Hashem. Tremendous. And you did ba'olam shelo merit ze. Avram Avinu v'yachshaveh lo litztaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev etze litztaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma she'Avram Avinu mamin bo, is a big thing after all the years. He jumped into a fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uv kazed him. He jumped into a fire. What more could you want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him. Can you imagine Hashem talks to you? And he tells you, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani mamin b'cha. Oh, Avram, eze mamin ata. Oh, nifla, nora, meolam lo chashavti shata mamin kacha. I couldn't believe that you're such a mamin. It's taka chesed. It's a big thing what you do. Big thing. What are you talking about? Kushyatsuma, balei musar, ayu libam amok. They have a very deep understanding of the Chumash. You hear what Rav Alter from Slabatka and Rabbi Yerucham are asking? How does this become chesed? Tzedaka! You know, when a person gives a good few thousand dollars for a poor person, what do we call that? Tzedaka. What do we give him? Make a dinner for him. This guy's a good guy. Look, he's a Mishabeirach and Urachum Yechaperavon or whatever, and Kemal Rachamim and Shkavah, whatever you say for a guy like that, okay? To give him recognition for the thousands of dollars he gave. That's tzedaka. Hashem looks at Avram and he tells him, tzedaka, wow, atamamin! Shkoyach, of course atamamin. He was the one who founded you. He found you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who ran all over the world telling the whole world that you exist. Why is it v'yachshaveh lo tzedaka? And the answer is, dargot v'dargot 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 be'emunah. A person goes further and further. A person can be the biggest bal ma'amin. If he goes one step further in emunah, it's a big thing. It's deep. Emunah is deep. Deep omek. The sikha of the altar is called Imke ha'emunah. From the depth. Marabum asecha shnam. No, it's not the pasuk. עוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בר לא ידע, אוכסי לא יבין את זאת. Not everybody can understand. עומק. There's a lot of עומק. So what is אמונה? How can we talk? I'll tell you over the Brisker Rav, beautiful. Rav Shach in his Sefer brings down that he once asked the Brisker Rav a question. People talk about אמונה. Yeah? It's not emunah, it's yidiyah. You know. You don't know that there's a Borei Olam. You're ma'amin that there's a Borei Olam. Now, of course, by us, we're lucky if we even mamin. But to people like Agon Rav Shach and the Biskar Rav, to them was Yediyah, what do you mean? And the truth is, you look at the Rambam, the first Rambam in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, says mitzvah, lahamin, and leida, there's two lishonot there in the Rambam. And they all ask this question, is it lahamin or is it leida? Tell me, you're holding a pen? Do you believe that? You know it, right? So for the Rambam, it seems that emunah has to be yediyah, that you know there's a borei olam. So why is it called emunah? That's the question Rav Shach asked the Brisker Rav. Now, I'm simplifying it. There's a big piece of Torah over there with Kriyat Shema, whole famous pshat from the Brisker Rav. But in simple, just for a Sichat Musa, we can take out the Brisker Rav's answer was, you're right, that Hashem is Borei Umanhig is Yediyah. That's not Chidush. You don't got to believe that. Anybody with half a brain in his head looks around and says, Yesh Borei V'yesh Manhig. You look at Haiti. Psst, unbelievable. Earthquake. In 1 second. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Nifla v'nara. Yeah? Nif, 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Zdom v'amora. Now, is it Zdom v'amora? I don't want to get involved. Why should you say that? Who knows? There's a word from the Alter von Slabodka that he says that even Paro, when he got his makot, you know what the problem was? He looked at it as an onesh, and he should have looked at it as Rachmei Hashem. That Hashem loved people so much to be madrich dem al aderech to lasot tshuva. And he brings a sipurna. The sipurna says, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu machbid lev Paro? Because lo echpots b'mot hamet, kim b'shuvo v'darko v'chaya. It's a first sipurna. Test in Shmot. Look it up. Very interesting sipurna. Yeah. He says the problem with Paro was he took it as an onesh and he didn't see the Rachmei Shamayim. Tshuva can only be done if a person takes it as Rachmei Shamayim. You're not supposed to do tshuva because Hashem smacks you. Because eventually you'll come back and not want to do it again. You're not going to do the tshuva. As soon as the threat, you feel a little bit comfortable, and that's what happened. Vati Arvacha, the minute he got it a little bit calmed down, the makkah calmed down, he went back to doing the Aveira, says the Alter Slabodka. You know why? Because of this. Because the truth was, his reason for doing tshuva was because he was scared, because he had pain, he had yisurim. That's not the reason to do tshuva. The reason to do tshuva is, and even though you're getting yisurim, is to say that Hashem is doing it because he's going to change the whole Bria and turn up the world upside down. Shinui Ateva, just so I should do tshuva. And he says that that's why I achbed et lev paro. What was the kaved lev paro? Kaved lev paro, and I this is the way I explain what he means. Kaved lev paro wasn't that he couldn't do tshuva. Kaved lev paro means he didn't see the Rachmei Hashem. It became rough and tough, and he looked at it as Hashem is hurting me and he's fighting me. You look at Hashem is hurting and fighting you. This is what I added to the pshat of the Alter von Slabodka. Kaved lev paro means Hashem made his heart hard that he shouldn't see that Hashem is doing kindness with him. He shouldn't see the Rachmei Shamayim in it. And when you don't see the Rachmei Shamayim, you can't do tshuva. This is a very famous sikha. So when you hear Haiti, thousands of people, and the hundreds of thousands were killed, whatever it is, there's no reason to come and say onshim, and there's no reason to talk like that. It's Rachmei Shamayim, and it doesn't mean only for them, maybe it's for us. Re'e Ami Tikhu Musar, we're supposed to take the Musar from it. So Baruch Hashem that we didn't get it. Could have been that we could have gotten this lesson. 70, 80 years ago, we got the lesson. Baruch Hashem, in the Holocaust, Baruch Hashem, someone else, you know, it has to be a lesson. It doesn't, Chasdei Hashem, it isn't in Israel. But it's for us to look and say, oh, Hashem wants us to do tshuva, and the Rachmei Shamayim is that Hashem makes people. Al ken yorech hatayim baderech. Hashem puts people on the way to do tshuva. Okay, this was Agav Urcha. Getting back to the sikha that we just are discussing. Emunah is not that Hashem is Borei Umanhig, because that's Yediyah. That's so simple that that's not what we can even call Emuna. So what is Emuna? Says the Brisker of what we don't see, and what we can't understand. There's olamot v'olamot. Worlds and worlds which are beyond our ri'ah hapshuta, what we see. That's where Emuna. The way he said it was, where Yediyah ends, that's where Emuna begins. Shakos Baruch Hu bara ho'olam. Shakos Baruch Hu manhig ho'olam. Zeh b'shiri ladim ktanim. Who doesn't know that? Every child. Excuse me. Hashem, you know Hashem? You ever heard of Hashem? Hashem created the world? They say, yeah. Little girls from school. Little children from school. Yeah, Hashem created the world. That's for children. What about the grown-ups? For the grown-ups, where Yediyah ends, that's just where Emunah begins. And there's so many levels, says the Altav Slabotkin Rabbi Yerucham. Levels and levels and levels. This is Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim. And the chiyuv to learn the parashiyot of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And Pesach by night, l'saper bi Yetziat Mitzrayim. And every day, l'man tiskor, et yom tzedcha me'eretz Yisrayim, kol yimei chayecha, every day, is to unravel, is to take out, is to peel away from the simple story, the simpler part of it, and to be choder into the emuna, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tziticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's supposed to teach us real emuna, not Borei Umanhig. That's simple. That's we don't need that. Hashem's Borei Umanhig. You walk in the street, you realize he's Borei Umanhig. So then how are we supposed to learn Yetziat Mitzrayim to teach us emuna? This is today's shiur. All this was Hagdama. You want maybe some water or some coffee or something? I'm very, very tired. So Rabotai, let me begin by discussing with you Esther Makot. The 10 Makot. What were the 10 Makot that was the basis of the Geula? Yetziat Mitzrayim was based on the Esther Makot. Why did he get Esther Makot? What are the Esther Makot supposed to resemble and teach us? So there are two drachim in the Midrashim. One derech in the Midrashim is midah kineged midah. Every time Paro did a sin, so he got a makah which was perfectly formulated. That it should be kineged the sin he did. Midah kineged midah. And I'll read to you the Medrash. The Medrash says, midah kineged midah, he was gozer gzeirot, he got makot. Dam! Why did he get dam? Mishum shlohoyu menichin lebnot Yisrael itbol midam nidatan. Because he didn't let the Jewish women go to the mikvah, because he didn't want them to have children, because he was afraid of the children overtaking his country. So he stopped them from going to mikvah. Dam nida? Oh, you're going to get punished with dam. Hashem brought maka dam. Another reason, the dam was by Ya'or, because he threw the children into the Ya'or. So therefore, he got dam by Ya'or. Mida kenei. Everything is precise. It's not like in America, you get a parking ticket, you could sit in jail for a year. You kill somebody, a small little fine, not a big deal. Hashem is taka mida, keneged mida.
So why need to nezek to?
Nah. There's so much. I will talk afterwards. Come to my Pesach Seder, and we can talk all these questions. Today we have to just go further. Tzvar deya. Mishum sheyam achilim Yisrael shkatzim u'rumashim. They forced the Jews to eat frogs, like in France, frog legs. Chinese worms, echveizvas. So Mamela, what happened? They got punished with Tzvardeya. All right. Or, don't forget that Tzvardeya made a lot of noise. Whew. You know the noise that Tzvardeya made? You're able to make a hole in a guy's head. So another reason for the Tzvardeya besides the fact that they forced Jews to eat Shkatzim Ramashim, is because of the noise. What noise? Tzakat Benot Yisrael. Shohim Ashlichim B'neim Liyar. The women were screaming as the children were thrown into the ocean. So to punish the scream, Hashem gave them Tzvardeh. It's beautiful with Rashim Rabotai. What's the kinim? Mishum Shayu Oromim Yisrael Lenakot Shvakim Urchovot. They made them clean the streets.
Janitors.
I once told this to you, the Karpizhin Tzerebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha was forced to clean the streets by the Nazis. The Nazis took a plan out of the playbook of Pari. Pari did the same shtick. You know what it's done? It's done to degrade the person. It's to make you clean a street and then I walk on top of it like nothing happened. You know, like, you know, it's like a piece of an Ramsey. You build and I destroy. It's to degrade the person. So they say over the Karpizhin Tzerebbe was cleaning the streets in Germany. And he was laughing and singing like a Chassidish Rebbe, you know, happy and singing Nigunim. So the Nazi got angry and he said, What are you singing? What? So he says, you think I'm cleaning the streets of Berlin. I'm cleaning the Rebbeinu Shlom's beautiful world. I look at it completely different. The beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Pari's shtick. Same thing. He made them clean the floors. Shakim Urchavot. So therefore, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give kinim? You know when kinim come? Everybody knows that the minute there's when you're not clean, you get kinim. When it's sanitary, it's not sanitary, you get kinim. So very good. You want clean streets here. Go have a good dosage of kinim. I can get chaymer ulevenim v'afar. They made them work with earth. Kinim come from the earth. So therefore, you make them work with earth, you're going to get kinim. Okay. What about oroif? Why did they have the oroif? The
wild
animals? Yeah. That's it. That's the reason. The gladi. How did you know? The Medrash says they used to make them bring dubim varayot lischok to play with. Yeah, sure. You know, they used to put you in an arena with a lion and see who wins, right? So they used to tell the Jews, come on, make circus for us and bring dubim varayot and play with them. And okay, so therefore they got back out of wild animals. Dever. Why did they get dever? Mishum shahayu samim Yisrael mechamime merchatzaot. They used to use the Jews to heat up the bathhouses. And that was a way of degrading, like, you're my shamash, you know, you'll clean me, you'll give me a bath, and you'll warm up my bath for me. Lachen hevi makah shemechamemet otam. That's why he brought them a makah that warmed them up. What was dever? Dever was?
Animals
die. Huh? Shchin is boils. Dever is this plague, no?
Plague.
Plague.
More.
Plague.
Animals die.
Medrash says, Lachen evi makah shemechamemet otam. I guess maybe from the plague of the animals, they got fever maybe. Maybe. Huh? Ah, maybe that's what it means. Maybe have parvot shemechamem. So what's how did it?
But the Rashi said they ran away. All the animals ran away.
Okay, this is what the Medrash says. Oy mishum, or another reason. What's the other reason for dever? Mishum shegazlu miknei Yisrael, because they were stealing from the Klal Yisrael their mikneh, their cattle. So therefore, Hashem gave them dever. What about shchin? Kedesh lo yuchel lizakek l'nashaseim. When they got the shchin, they couldn't be with their wives. And this was a punishment because they were garam prishut derecheretz. The Haggadah tells us that the women, the Jewish women, were not with the husbands because they were afraid by prishut derecheretz. So therefore they got shchin. What about barat? What's barat? Bepnei shoyim asimim li Yisrael no teginot. They used to embarrass them by making them shomrim for gardens, ginot. Lachen shavar habarad et ha'etzim. That's why he sent them barad, that destroyed their ginot, their beautiful gardens. Oy mipnei shayu makim liYisrael bavanim, or because they used to use stones. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent barad like stone. Right? Barad was hail.
Hail with fire.
Like stones. See, you play with stones? Okay. You like stones, huh? You like to play with stones? I'll show you stones. All right. I'll give you a stone that you won't be able that you can play with. It's called stone with fire inside. Have a good time with it. Arbe, what about the locust? Arbe, mipnei shayu omrim liYisrael not to pardesim. They used to tell them, plant for us, be farmers, like by the Shchoirim. They made them plantation farmers, right? That's a way of making an Eved. So you want farmer? Okay, no problem. I'll give you Arba that's eat up all the Chitim and all the Sorim. It's good. Everything that's planted. Or also because they used to steal. They used to steal the Tfuah from the Bnei Yisrael, so the Arba came and ate it up. What about Choshech? Mipnei shesamud bnei Yisrael b'choshech hagalut. You made dark for Klal Yisrael, you'll get dark. Yichshich, you made it dark. You made dark, so you're going to get dark also. Oy, lefisha ha'yepoishim b'Yisrael. This is a very famous medrash that they had to die. Okay. What about Makas b'choyris? K'moy shechriv ha'mitzrim mezbanav shal ha'kodesh baruch hu. Just like they destroyed the Bechor of Klali of Hashem, which is Klal Yisrael, Kachu Yisbara, Chorak Bechoreim. So everything was Mida, Keneged Mida. So this, Rabotai, is Pashut. You did, you got back. But there's more Medrashim. There's another Medrash, which the Netivot in Ma'aseh Nisim brings, the Pirish of the Netivot, and Haggadah's Ma'aseh Nisim. He says, it brings another Medrash, that since Paro was hikhish in Briat Olam, because he was makhish, mi Hashem, who's Hashem, I don't know Hashem, and Hashem created the world basara, ma'amarot, because Baruch created the world with 10 ma'amarot, right? The famous Mishnah in Avot, basara ma'amarot, barakos ba'u et ha'olam, so therefore you gotta set a makot. Tai, didn't I begin by asking you what does Yitziat Mitzrayim have to do with Briat Olam? Oh, so it does have to do, eh? There is some connection. Paro was Makhish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Asara Mamarot Briat Olam. So therefore, Hukah Be'esem Makot Keneged Asara Mamarot Shikhish. And if you want to go through, we'll try to go through it quickly. Maimer Echad Reshit Bara. Bo Nivru Shamayim Varetz Vamayim. The first mamar was the water and the earth. So therefore they got makas dam. Dever came from the shamayim. Right? And then there was vahior. He got choshech. Yehirakia. He got borod. Yabasha. Yikavu amayim. Is he got kinim in the afar. Tache oretz. He got makas arbe. Ma'oiris. He got choshech. Yishutsu amayim. He got tzvardeya. Toitzers nefesh chai, he got oroiv. Adam brias Adam, he got makas shchin. Pruvu nastar koyach hamoylid, and therefore he got makas bechayris. Right, so each one of the mamarot, which is another part of the bria. So if you notice that the makot came from the bria, right? One came from the ocean, and the other one came from the shamayim, and the other one was in the person, right? So it comes out that you were makas in asara mamarot. You're going to get Asara Makot. Okay. What? We can discuss this. So what do we have? That it wasn't only a local event. That Mitzrayim, he suffered, he made the Jews suffer, he did terrible things, and he got punished. No. It's deeper. It's a lot deeper. It goes back to Briat Haaretz. Okay. Now, let me show you something very interesting. You know, we have Dalet Kosot. Why do we have Dalet Kosot? Everybody knows. Kineged, Arba, Lishonot Shel Gulan. One of them is in this week's Parsha. Hoceti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti. If you look, the Rashi and the Rambam, Rashbam, in the beginning of Arve Pesachim, bring this medrash down, that it's keneged the Arba Lashoni Geula. Lemaisa, if you look, the Sefer HaMichtam says, it's not as simple as you're making it. Don't think it's Hotzeti, it's Alti, Gaalti. Ha'inyanim shel HaGeula, he says, Sefer HaMichtam is a Rishon. Are inyanim gedolim b'geula. These are deep things. Think Hashem just saved you. You look at the Machnot Kuhuna on this Medrash, he says, yeah, because there were four Gzeirot. There was Avodas Perach. They made him work hard. They threw the children into the yard. That's a second thing. They slaughtered the children. That's a third thing. They made them collect and build piece of a Ramses. They made them collect cash. That's a fourth thing. So there's four. So Vatzeti, Vitzalti, Vgalti, Vilakachti. Says Sefer HaMichtam. What? That's all it's about, that you did this and therefore you made Avodas Perach. It's Anyanim Gdolim in Geula. It's very deep. You know what Rabbeinu Bechaya says? When Mashiach comes, we're going to have the same Vatzeti, Vitzalti, Vgalti, Vilakachti. This is Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shemot Vav, Vav. Kimo B'Yitziat Mitzrayim. Hayu arba lishonot geula, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Gam la'atid lavo. Mashiach comes. There's vozeti, vitzalti, vigalti, vilakachti. So you can't just say it's about avodat perach, banim layor, shchitat banim lekoshesh kas. It's obviously like the Michtam says, what? Inyanim gedolim shel geula. Do you hear what I'm telling you? When you read the story of Mitzrayim, so you read it, yeah, they did, they worked him there. It's very deep things, Rabbi Yisrael, very deep. It's not just an event that happened, but through it, we're going to read what will happen. Through it, we're going to learn things that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. That's what the... Az Yashir Moshe, right? This is very interesting, very good diuk. Az Yashir Moshe. It's not only Az Yashar, it's Yashir, it's Nogea for the future as well. So right away it takes away the childish understanding of Yitziat Mitzrayim. If you sit there and you start looking at Yitziat Mitzrayim as a thing, yeah, they made us work and they made us suffer and Hashem came and you missed the boat, Rabbi. This is a very interesting story that in it has many, many, many stories. There's many themes. There's many screenplays within the play of Mitzrayim. You hear? Dalit l'shona ta'gula, yeah, the koshesh kas, avodat perach. The pirushim and the midrash bring this down. And that's the four l'shonot of gula. But you start looking a little deeper in the rishonim, you see that it's inyanim gdolim. And you see Rabbeinu Bechaya says that this is actually in the latid dalet l'shonot shel geula. Let me tell you a little more which is going to fascinate you. Midrashim with midrashim. I know the Olam likes midrashim with midrashim with midrashim.
Kabbalah.
Who said Kabbalah? You said, I said midrash, you said Kabbalah. It's wishful thinking. We'll get Kabbalah here also. What's your question? How can I help you? Tell me how I can help you. What's your question? Let me ask you how I can help you. What's your question? Tell me, yeah?
Who said four Shalom? Avodat Perach
and Matnot Kuhun is the Pirush on the Medrash. Avodat Perach. Banim Layor. Shchitat Abanim. El Lekoshesh Kash. That they had to collect. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. But it's more, it says Sefer HaMichtam. And if you take a look, Rabbeinu Bechaya says it's Nogei Tratid. The four Lashonot is not the Lashonot of Amar. Okay, now I'm going to even show you more. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, as well as the Yerushalmi in Arvei Pesachim, says that the four cups is not only about Vatzeti, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, there's more. You know how many times it says Kos Paro in the dreams of Yosef? And Yosef, he had to speak to the Sar HaMashke. It says, I took the Kos Paro, and I gave the Kos Paro, and I put the Kos Paro. Four times it says the Pasuk. So, Keneget, in Remes, some Forshe Gemara. What's the connection? That's why you're sitting here today. And that's why I'm drinking more coffee than I'm allowed to drink, so I can teach this to you. You hear? So Gemara, this is not just blah, blah, blah. You remember the Gemara? Take out the Gemara. It's Kufches. Rashi brings it down and Yerushalmi says it before us. It's Keneged the Dalet Kaisis of Parvin. The Pesachim Kufches. I'll tell you the Gemara. Gemara says, Noshim Achayavis, the Dalet Kaisis. Says Rashi, the Dalet Kaisis are Keneged what? I don't know it, Rashi says. The Dalet Kaisis is Keneged, the Dalet Kais. That's actually Rashi in Pesachim says it's only Keneged three of the Kais. And the fourth one is Birchas Hamas. That's actually what Rashi says. The fourth Kais is anyway needed. Because we have to bench. We have to make Birchat Hamazon on a Kais. But the Yerushalmi that he's quoting, it's coming from a Yerushalmi. There it says clearly that it says four times the word Kais, Paro, in the story of Yosef. Go ahead, read it. It's Amud Beis, Rashi, Nashim Chayavos, says Rashi. And the Befarshim even ask, how come in the beginning of the Perek, Rashi says it's because of the fall of Shonot of Geulah? And then Rashi, at the end of the Perek, when he explains the four Kosot, he says it's because of Kos Paro. It's a Rashi. Nashim Chayavos. B'dal Kuchas Amud Beis. Here it is. Huh? Maybe it's right here. The last Rashi on the page. Loisha Kenegan Gimel Kais. Read it. Push the Rashi. Go ahead, yeah?
כן, זה ארבע כוסות, שלושה כנגד ג' כוסות שנאמרו בפסוק זה. וכוס פרעה בידי, בגומר.
Three times it says the word כוס over there, by Paro, by the dreams. You know what's a Pella? A guy could sit with all the Mepharshim on that Gada, and he misses the main part. I mean, this is a Mepharshim Rashi, and it's... He needs Rabbi Walk on Sunday morning to teach him an open Rashi. The Arbikaisis is because of Kos Paro. This is a Mefurish, and it's Yerushalmi. It's open Gemara. So what should I do? So maybe you should start over kindergarten. What should I do? Bring home that. You should redo your kindergarten, Agada. What should I do? People like playing that nobody knows this. It's scary. I'm saying, Mara, how do you make it up? It's a Mefurish Gemara.
Because of that, we make it three Kosot?
No, so the fourth was Birchat HaMazon, but the Yerushalmi says four times. Actually, it says it four times in the Pasuk, Kos Paro, because when he repeats it, it's not in that Pasuk, it's in the Pasuk after he repeats. So four times it says the word Kos Paro! By the Sara Mashke. So the question is, why does Rashi contradict himself? In the beginning he says, Abel Shon and Shon Gulah, and then later, and the main question, what's the connection? So the Meiri explains that the story of Yosef is connected to the Geula. Oh. Siba l'Geulat Mitzrayim. Yosef, they went to Galut in the first place because of Yosef. So Kos Paro. But isn't Kos Paro like a detail in the story with the dream of Yosef? So what are you saying? What are you saying? Okay. I saw there's a rishon called Orchot Chaim. You probably don't know. That's why I'm telling you. I would in the yeshiva, the whole life says Orchot Chaim. They'll know what I'm talking about. It's one of the pirushim of the rishonim, like a Shibali Aleket. It's called Orchot Chaim. And there he says more. Shiba'ah ha-ge'ula li Yosef al yedei ha-chalom. Oh. So it's not even that the story of Yosef, which was Gorem Shibud Mitzrayim, but Yosef's ge'ula, Yosef was redeemed. Yosef became the Melech. Had he become because of the story with the Kos. Yeah, but I thought this was about Yitziat Mitzrayim this night. Bishlam, according to the Meiri. Okay. This somehow is tied into the beginning of the story of Mitzrayim. But the way the Orchot Chaim learns that he got a geula, he got a redemption in his own private life. with the story of the Kosot. What does that do with Yetziat Mitzrayim? Tell me something. When you got married, you were redeemed. You felt like a god. You're supposed to say yes. Okay. When you got patur from your old boss, did you feel nigal? So maybe the night of Pesach you should sit there and say, ah, shikhu geulim, I'm free from my boss. What is... How did Geulat Yosef come into the picture? If you say that he's connected to Mitzrayim and Shibut, good. Okay. That's the story of Yosef is the beginning of the Shibut. Okay. The brothers, okay, so that's good, which still doesn't really make sense, because how did the cause Paro have to do with that? All right. But if you say that Yosef himself had Geula from the jail, what does that do with Mitzrayim? Has anything to do with Mitzrayim? I think maybe I'll tell you the Teretz now and then show you more, because I feel that if I start giving you more and more, you're going to get lost. Gulat Mitzrayim, Rabotai, is not a one-time event. The entire world, and everything that happened in this world, till Mitzrayim, and after Mitzrayim, is all tied, woven into the story of Mitzrayim. Everything is Siba Mesovev to the event of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim. You know why the reason for creation? For this moment of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's all linked together. Pay attention. I gave you a little bit and then we'll go further. And then you'll see how everything ties together. And then you'll understand what true Emunah is. Emunah is not just Hashem, you put me in Mitzrayim, you took me out of Mitzrayim. It's an understanding of the whole world and the master plan of the world. It's very deep. Emunah is deep. And like the Alter von Slabatka says, Imke Emunah, it's not just Emunah. There are levels and levels. There's so much in Emunah. The Yerushalmi brings another pshat, B'Shem Rab Levi, that the reason why we have Arba Kosot, Kineged Dalet Malchiyot, the four kingdoms that are going to come against us, Edom, Yavan. So, in Zecher, in commemoration, in Zichron to that, Dalet Kosot. You mean Mitzrayim? Dalet Galiot, the four Malchiyot that are going to come against us. What is the connection? I've spoken to you about this. That actually in the Galut Mitzrayim was Nichlal already. All the Galut. It comes from this Yerushalmi. That Keneged Dalet Malchiyot, Keneged the four kings, kingdoms that are going to come and persecute us, we have Dalet Kosot. There's another Yerushalmi. Dalet Kosot, when Mashiach comes, the Goyim are going to get Dalet Kosot Shel Poroniut. You probably have come across this Nusach. It comes from Yerushalmi. Four cuploads. There'll be four cuploads of punishment, Poroniut, to the Goyim. Cups! Kosot Shel Poroniut. This is not anime. It's Yerushalmi. You can take out the same Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi continues. Dalet Kosot, Keneged Kos Paro. Dalet Kosot, Keneged Dalet Malchiyot. Dalet Kosot, Keneged Dalet Kosot Shel Pronio. Vegam, says the Yerushalmi, it's also Keneged the Dalet Kosot of Nechamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Klal Yisrael. Hashem is going to give us four cups of Nechama. Why? It's a good question. What does it mean? Now, I'm saying. Dalit kosot shel nechama. Nichum, nechama, consolation. The goyim are going to get poroniut, and we're going to get nechamot, nechamot. Nichum, avelim, nichum. Nechamot. Hashem will console us with dalit kosot. You ever see the lashon of the pasuk kos? Yeshuot Esa. What is Kos Yeshuot? What does it mean? Ever think about it?
Salvation.
Kos of salvation. What does it mean? These are the two kos Yeshuot, two. Those are the two of the salvation, says the Medrash. When is that going to be? One in Yemot HaMashiach and one Yemot Gog u'Magog. Yemot kos Yeshuot, two. And that's the Dalal Kosot Nechamot. This is it. Those are the four, two of the four. When are the other two? I didn't come across any Medrashim about it. But throughout the years, maybe after the Holocaust we got one, I don't know. But the point is that there are four kosot of the Chamot. The Medrash, it's not big things, it's open, you just have to learn. Over the years I learned, I spent my days learning, instead of doing stock market and other shtuyot that the whole world is busy with, and therefore I could tell you Medrash after Medrash after Medrash, things that nobody ever heard of before. And it's not that it's no one heard of it because it's somewhere obscure. It's right in front of your face. You just got to open the Medrash to find it. That's all. You got to learn the Yerushalmi. Who learns the Yerushalmi today? You got to learn the Yerushalmi, and then you'll know it. That's all. Okay. The Ravad says that, you know, Dalet Kosot, I think that the Dalet Kosot, two are for Mitzrayim. One is for the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And one is Latid Lavo and Mashiach comes. Ravad says. Makat Bechorot, that's one kos. So when you pick up the kos, the first one, Kiddush, according to Ravad, you have to say Lizecher Makat Bechorot. You pick up the second one, Zecher Lekriyat Yam Suf. You pick up the third one, Zecher Yimei Nebuchadnezzar. You pick up the fourth one, Zecher Yimot HaMashiach. And then we take you and say, you're crazy. Right? Well, what are you talking about? What? Nebuchadnezzar? Imagine you come to the Pesach Seder and you start talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Are you mixed up a little bit? Mevulbal, Metubal, Tembel, I don't know, you're completely something, Atmarojan, something's wrong over there, right? Mevulbal, right? I say over, it's a cute story, I say it over all the time, for those that heard it, good, if not, you get a good story. There was once a kid in Sunday school, once a week he's Jewish, the rest of the time he's like everybody else. So he used to go to Sunday school, and they taught about Pesach. The father was not a religious Jew, obviously, because he wouldn't send his kid to Sunday school, he sent him to yeshiva. But the grandfather was a religious Jew. Unfortunately, went off a little bit, the son. So he figures he has a very weak Pesach Seder. What's his Pesach Seder? He's going to eat matzahs from Menashevitz, and he's going to drink the wine from Chvezvas from Menashevitz with macaroons over there. And, right? With a little gold herring. And then he goes to watch the football game. So he figured it's not kedai for his son. It's not kedai shaben shelo yeh bePesach seder shelo. So he sent him to the religious grandfather for Pesach. All right. The grandfather comes and says, David, tell me, what did you learn in school? He says, I learned about the story of Egypt. Good, good. What did you learn, says the grandfather. So he says, I learned that there was an evil dictator called Paro. This evil dictator, was torturing the Jews, v'chulei, v'chulei. Comes a very strong general, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a tremendous warrior. And he had tremendous cabinet of people around him, and he came up with tremendous plans, and v'chulei, he was winning, but then all of a sudden, they came after him with a tremendous army of tanks. They didn't know what to do, so they came to the ocean and they figured, what should we do? So they went, and they took an atomic bomb, and they dropped it in the ocean, and it killed out all the Egyptians. The grandfather was horrified. He goes, what tanks and bombs? That's what they taught you in Sunday school. He says, Grandpa, if I told you the way they taught it to me in school, you think I'm crazy and my teacher's crazy. What? With Kine, with Ara, with Hasheva. So I had to tell it to you in a way. I don't want you to think I'm completely off my rocker. You know what I mean? If I told it to you the way I was taught, you'd think I'm that my father sends me to a loony house. All right. Guess what? Pesach Seder is supposed to sound very bizarre. You're supposed to get up there and talk about Nebuchadnezzar and talk about Paris and Kaisis and Yosef and Goygumogog and Mashiach and Alweivei Vos Tutsachom. What's going on over here? What do we see from here, Rabotai? Yeah, the Gzerot that Paro made for Klal Yisrael, and the Makot, and the Geulot, past and present, and future, and the Malchiot, and the nations that come against us, and Yimot HaMashiach, and Gog Umogog, they're all intertwined. Kulam Mikushurim, in the story, well, weaved into the story, including Nebuchadnezzar, yes. It's all in the story of what? It's all in the story of Pesach. Let me tell you more about time. There's a beautiful, beautiful Mishnas Rebbe Lezer. And Mishnas Rebbe Lezer, and some of it is quoted in Medrash HaChefetz, other Ramazim in the Dalit Kosot, Kineged Dalit Yesodot. That the Dalit Kosot is Kineged the four Yesodot of the Bria. Domim Tzomeach Chai Medaber. You know that? Kos Rishon Kineged Domim. Let's drink Kos Rishon. Domim is a rock. It's the four Yesodot. Domim. This is a Medrash, Mishnas Rebbe Lezer, it's a Braita, it's open Midrashim, it's not a big... you knew this? Keneged Domem, Keneged Tzomeach, Keneged Chai, Keneged Medaber. What are you talking about? Not finished yet. Dalit Kosot, Keneged Dalit Kanfot Haaretz. There's four corners to the world. And now we're going to list all the things which are shayachta for. We have lulav and esrog. How many do we have?
Dalet minim, huh?
So actually, the Mishnas Rebbe Lezer is really about the dalet minim. That's the truth. The Mishnas Rebbe Lezer says the reason for dalet minim because we find dalet is a very important number in the Torah. Okay, because everything revolves around dalet. One of them is the chaim medaber. One of them is dalet kanfos aretz. Wait a minute. How many kufot hashana do we have? About kufot hashana. There's four seasons. Right? Four corners. Four seasons. Four types of things in the Bria. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I made a small little error. This is fakir. The Medrash HaChevetz, excuse me, is by Dalet Kosot. I apologize. These things is by Dalet Kosot. Excuse me, I'm sorry, a little tired. Guess I need another sip of coffee, I'll get better. Hold on. Tired. The Dalet Kosot, I'm sorry, excuse me, remember this. It is Keneged Chai Tzomeach Domim Umedaber. The Dalet Kosot is Keneged Dalet Kanfot Haaretz. Dalet Kosot Keneged the four seasons. In Mishnas Rebbe Lezer, Perek Hei Amud Kof, he says, Dalet Minim, four. You see, four is a big number, and he brings all the things after with four. How many Dorot were we in Mitzrayim?
Four.
Dor Revi, Yeshuva Hei. Oh, four. Once again, we see four. You like it? Dalet Minim, after with the Mitzrayim, Dalet Kosot, blah, blah. How many flags did Klal Yisrael have in the Midbar?
Arba Dgalim.
Very good. There were four Dgalim. Okay. How many on the Choshen were there rows? Four Turim. Arba Turim. And that's why we have the Dalet Turim, the Tur. How many Turim are there? Orachayim, Ezer, Choshen Mishpat, right? Yoredeh, right? Why? Because Dalet Turim. Four rows. How many avot do we have? And please don't say three, because otherwise you miss the game, like a little child, if you're forgetting the game. You need things that rhyme with four. Yosef, Nikra Av, says the Mishnas Rebbe Lezer. Yosef is called an Av. So we have actually four avot. We spoke about this. Yosef, because he made shvatim, he had a din av. How many imaot do we have? How many malchiot came against us? How many tzaddikim in every door? Not in the shiva, everybody's a tzaddik. But in the door, how many tzaddikim do we have that are matzil, the door, to try to save them to do tshuva? No? How many? What?
Four.
Talit. Talit tzaddikim, b'chol galut, lo shi'an. You know it's four. If you say anything about four, you obviously don't belong in nursery. Everything is four. Remember, four, 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 four. So if I ask you a question, don't say 12. Say four. Okay. How many types of kochavim are there? Good. You know this? You don't know this. I just, that's what it says there. Okay. How many malchiyot? How many kings are Kadosh Baruch Hu given the hands of Avraham Avinu? How many mitot bezin are there? What does mitot bezin have to do with anything? That's what it says there. There are four mitot bezin, skila, srei, veherig, and chenig. Oh, that was kosot. So when you pick up the first course, say, oh, the first course is connected skila. The second course is connected chenig. We had skila. What's going on here? Uncle Emperor! You read this, you say, four, was it Mishaki Ladim? If you can find me all the things, it's like a computer search. Find me all the things that have to do with the number four. Come, Gan, it's for the Gan. Gan Yiladim. Come, everybody, come, and the Mishas Rebbe Lezer is going to give us everything like that rhymes with four. Chenik, Herik. Ma, Yishtachara Tzal, Tenachat Skilos, Reif, Herik, Chenik, Erev Pesach. And you threw on her of Arba Kosot in return. What happened over there? Mashaychut ben Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Herek! Tell you more. Laskir schut avot shehem b'kiryat Arba. Kiryat Arba, so we have to remember Kiryat Arba, so four. Okay. How many tzitzis do we have?
Four.
So therefore you have to have four Kosot and four Minim and four. You want more? Give me more. Arba avot nizakim. There's four avot nizakim. That's Mishnah Sefer. Hashor, Mabor, Amav, Vahever. There's four fire and the four types of mazik in the bria. What does Baba Kam have to do with the night of the Zayin? Avotai, Avotai. I sit and I read. Mishtomei. Ma kore po? Ma kore po? Pilei playim. Okay. How about Kineged Dalet Goalim? We're going to have four people to redeem us. Eliyahu, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the Kohen Gadol. He's counted. Kohen Gadol is going to be the fourth one. So you have a team of four that will be Goel. So four, yes. Ay, 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 ay. Nice nigga. What did the Jews do in Mitzrayim that brought them to Geula? So the Medrash says, one, lo gilus sod. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Dal Turim, he saw people who were giving out information. He said, it's impossible, they're Goel. Says the Medrash, because most of Klal Yisrael were not Dal Turim. They didn't snitch one another. They didn't go to the government right away and say, that guy looked at me and therefore we have to arrest him. They didn't do that. They were not Dal Turim. Lo bitlu Brit Mila. They kept Brit Mila. Lo shinu lishonam and lo shinu shmotam. So four things, says the Medrash. So I look at it and I say Malbusham is a shaila because it doesn't say it anywhere. You know, by Chassidim they have that Malbusham. That's what they found the Medrash like that. But really it's Lo Shinu Lishonam, Lo Shinu Shmotam, Lo Gilu Sod, Velo Bitlu Brit Milah. So the question is, Eze Mischak Anachnu Mischakim Po? What's this game here? Arba Kosod, Mizakim, Mita, Kris, and Bezin. Let me teach you that, please. Let me teach you. Do you know why we eat matzah? Does anybody know why we eat matzah? You say, what? Rabbi Walker doesn't know why we eat matzah? But even the little kid knows why we eat matzah. You know what the Terence is? Like I started the shiur. The way little kids understand is far, far from the way grown-ups have to understand. You know why we eat matzah, says Rab Chaim Brisker? And it's a big yesod. It's not because we left Mitzrayim. We eat matzah because in the Torah it says we should eat matzah on this day. Baruch Hu created the world from the Torah, so he made the whole story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, so the outcome should be that we should eat matzah. People think we eat matzah because we were Mitzrayim and we were redeemed. No, 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 the other way around. We were redeemed from Mitzrayim because we had to eat matzah.
Mitzvah was there.
The mitzvah was there before Briyat Olam. Istakel be'oraita ubara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to keep Taryag Mitzvot. So he made a story around the Taryag Mitzvot that the outcome should be. You listening?
First Pshat, no? What Pshat say?
Pshat says that we were Mitzrayim and we eat matzah.
No, we're not.
You're going to read it now.
Why did Avram?
If you look at the Agada, Matzah Zushan Ochlim, what's the Lashon? Al?
Shuma.
Do you know there's two Girsaot in the Rishonim? There's another Girsa in the Rishonim. Matzah Zushan Ochlim Al Shem Ma. You know what the difference between Shum and Shem is? Shem is a name and Shum is garlic, huh? That you're going to tell me? Okay. If you tell me that, you can stay home next week. Shem and Shum. Shum means why. Says Reb Chaim, the Rishonim bother, it's not why we eat matzah. Al Shem Ma, what it commemorates. We're supposed to eat matzah anyway. Because Hashem put in the Torah to eat matzah. The scenarios are just around to bring out that we should eat the matzah. Abay Sai, we're coming from children to grown-ups. Children think, Emuna, yeah, Hashem, yeah. It's very deep. Me'od amku machshavotech, very deep. All the scenarios of Briyat Olam, Misheshit Yemei Bereshit, Atzof Adorot, it's to fit into the master plan to bring out Tayag Mitzvot, and Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to explain you a little bit more about Tayag.
But the Lord of Avraham Avinu and Yisrael, they did Matzah.
That's right. You see, they ate matzah.
But they didn't have the Geula.
That's the answer. Because that's the answer.
They didn't have Geula on that.
That's the answer. You see, Avraham Avinu ate matzah. But the story wasn't there yet. And that's the very good proof. You don't need the story for the matzah. The matzah's there before the story. Good proof. Good proof. Stop being mevatel what he says. He's saying beautiful. What you're saying is not good. He's saying good. He's saying good. Did you hear what this Talmud Chacham just said? He's getting smicha from me today. Especially here. He can get smicha for that. That itself is enough to get smicha around here. Okay?
By the way.
Beautiful. Alright. Listen, Vaita. Now we understand how it's possible. In the Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can begin with Sheshet Yemei Bereshit. And we can begin, you hear, with Kos Paro, and we can tie in Nebuchadnezzar, and we can tie in Goy Gomogoy, and Arbomus Nezikin, and Dan Tzemech, and Chaim Adaber, because all the things that are in this world is to bring out Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You have to close it. One time it's a mistake, two times all right, three times it's too much. Okay, now, let me show you what real emunah is. You know, in Nishmat, we say, Elokei harishonim achronim, Eloka kol briyot. What's the chidush? That he's Elokei harishonim achronim? But we thought maybe that he has a partner and divides it. What are we saying? What, he's Elokei Rishonim and not Achronim. Who are the Rishonim and who are the Achronim? So there's a pshat from Reb Chaim Vital, Hafle Mefele. He says, when a person does something, he can only know and take a chrayut for the act that he's doing in front of him. Does he know what the outcome is going to be? He cannot take any achrayut. He has no clue the totsa'ot of his masim in 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. He can come now and make sure that it's done as best as possible. You know, I once told this to you. Shmuel was called back by Shaul Oviadoni. He went to a sorcerer, and she brought back with the bone of a dead person, she brought back Shmuel. Says the Pasuk, Vayechrad, Charada Gedola. Shmuel was terrified. He started to shake. Says the Gemara Chagiga, what was he afraid of? What was he afraid of? He was afraid that they're calling him Liyom Adin, says the Gemara Chagiga. They're coming and they're telling him, listen, you did this, you did that, and you're going to get judged. Ask the Mabit. His day of judgment was long over. He died many years before that. 12 months, we know, right? Is the Mishpat. 11. We say Kaddish because we don't even want to say that a person's a Rasha for 12 months. It's only 11 months. That's why we say only Kaddish for 11 months, right? So after 12 months, for sure it's over. So what's he afraid of, Shmuel? Says the Mabit, a person can never know the totsa'ot of his actions. See, he was afraid that they're rejudging him. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Meitim P'tuchim L'fanav. What are the Sifrei Meitim? Bishlam of the Sifrei Chayim. So we know they gotta get judged. But why are the Sifrei Meitim P'tuchim L'fanav? Because it's possible to rejudge. It's possible to say you did this 50, 60 years later, look at the outcome. You know, they're still rejudging the heads of Zionism. Every time a Yiddish kind in Eretz Yisrael, which is taken away from Yiddishkeit, they're going to come and get rejudged. By Maven Yavin in the neighborhood here too. Careful, Rabotai, we have to be careful not to lose any Jewish children. Stay away from conservatives and reforms, because even if you mean well now, the totsa'ot, years and years later, I remember when the Bukharian Jews came in. No one's going to tell me. They came in by the hundreds, ready to be shomer Torah mitzvot. They were misled, misguided, because, and it was l'shem shemayim. There were cheshbonot, but the end result is we lost a lot. And those that led, I'm gonna have to give it to the cheshbon for it. Those that led, I don't care. I'm not afraid to say it. Those that led, I'm gonna have to give it to the cheshbon, because it's not only what you do now. Totsa'ot is also your blame. Okay? But it's difficult. True, it's very hard to take cheshbon. Hashem, says Rav Chaim Vital, is Elokei HaRishonim VeAchronim. That when he does something, he's Elokai. He's Ribono Shel Olam and the Rishonim, as well as the Achronim. Everything is Shaveh. Everything, what's the right word? Harmony. It's harmony. Elokei Rishonim V'Achronim. Shmuel was afraid maybe he did something that years later made a bad totza'ah. So he calls Moshe V'Aaron L'Edut, it says in the Gemara. Say that I did everything Me'achuz Yashar, and there's nothing that I did which was not Kehalacha that could cause later on that the totza'ot were no good. True, the original Mishpat was over a long time ago, like the Mabit says. But there's constant retrial for the Totsa'ot. And the Totsa'ot said, Shmuel, I'll prove for Moshe Aaron my witnesses, my star witnesses, that I did good. This, Rabotai, is the Pshat in the Asara Aruge Malchut with the Malachim. You know, the Asara Aruge Malchut was a tremendous tragedy, and the Malachim couldn't take it. And they scream to Hashem, Zu Torah, Zu Schora, this is the way it's supposed to be, it doesn't make sense. So Hashem says, Shtok, be quiet. And sharper, the word Shtok is actually more than just be quiet. I'm using a Lashon Nakia, so to speak. Shtok, keep quiet, yeah? If I hear one more word, I'll turn the world upside down. Ask the Gra, that's the way you answer somebody. He asks a good question, give him an answer. What is it, the Christian theology, theologians, that if you ask them a question, they tell you, shut up or we'll burn you? Ask a good question. What is that? Shtok, keep quiet. What? Give him an answer. Says the Gra, you didn't understand. That was the answer. What was the answer? You don't understand. You know why you don't understand? Because you see the story in front of you the way it is. If you would realize the link of events from the beginning all the way to the end and how it ties into each other, maybe you'll have a little of an understanding. Yeah? So shtok, be quiet. I'll turn the world upside down and we'll start over again. And I'll make you pay attention to step one, which led to step two, from Ma'ase Bereshit to Yitziat Mitzrayim to V'chulei, till the story of Arsor Haruge Malchut. And then maybe you'll understand because you're a malach. But a person still wouldn't understand. We say in the Zvirot, Luyichye Gvar Shnin Alfin. If a person would live 2,000 years, Shnin, or Shnin years, Alfin, thousands of years, Lo Ye'ol Givurtech B'chushbenayo. He wouldn't fathom Hashem's Cheshbon. He couldn't understand the Cheshbon. So you would say, he doesn't have enough time. Not enough time. There's not enough time, like we say in Nishmat, if all the waters would be ink and all the trees parchment. So maybe if I had all the time in the world, I still couldn't make the Cheshbon. No, I think it means this. Even if I lived thousands of years, and I saw the beginning, and I saw the end, and I would sit there and try to draw like a puzzle from A to B, to B to C, and C to D, still, a person would not fathom b'chush b'naya. It's so complicated. So complicated, the shlavim, to tie them together, only the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Chofetz Chaim used to give a beautiful mashal. The Chofetz Chaim would say, you know, a person walks into a shul, and he sees Mizrach, all the people with the white beards. And then he sees a few bachurim in the back and a few talkers on the side over there. And when they come to the aliyah, who do they give the aliyah? One bachur, one talker, right? And one guy who just, he's a new guy, came for Shabbos, he put on a kippah and they gave him an aliyah, right? And he asks the question, I don't understand. Why don't you give the rabbanim, you have talmid hachamim here? So the gabbai calls him over and says, you're a tipesh, were you here last week? We hear the week before, you hear the week before that. They got aliyot. They always get aliyot. You come one Shabbat in the middle to look at the how are you supposed to understand? There's cheshbon, beautiful mashal. Same thing in life. How could you understand? You know the past, the present, the future. Rabotai, this is Yitziat Mitzrayim. Everything is nichlal. You hear in the Yitziat Mitzrayim. And that's the pshat. I believe that that's the pshat. Kol ha-marbel l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, arei ze meshubach. So we brought down from the Yitzvot Chanan, but it's actually many that say this. It's meshubach in the emunah, which means he has greater emunah kol ha-marbel. What are you being marbel l'saper? So many mefarshim say, all you have to do is say over the words of the Haggadah. Can I ask you a question? How could the Tanayim sit all night? The greatest Tanaim sit all night and be marbel l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim. How much? Wait. How much? Let's say they sit over all the midrash. Okay, so you sit over all the midrash. You know, they say over that the Noda B'Yehuda used to be chozer on all of Shas. Every time he got an aliyah from his seat, he would walk to the bima to say the bracha. He would be chozer on Shas or half of Shas. What's so shver? I know everybody doesn't like the story. Every time I say, what does it mean? Every time I say the story, I have 3-4 people. What does it mean? What does it mean? Tell me, yeah, and I'm going to say, I always bring a ride from Rav Moshe Feinstein, but it's the same from Rav Avadia Yosef. I heard the advice of being a search engine. A search engine on the computer for finding Meir Makom. Someone told that to me. the search engine. They say that Ravadi said beat the search engine on Yediyah.
Wow.
That's right. Someone told it to me recently. And that's here in today's times. That's now. So you have a question what the Gra was and what the Lloyd of Yehuda was and what Ben Ishchai was and what before that, the Tanayim and the Rishonim. I don't think you get it. Maybe just... You're talking... Srafim, what are you talking about? So, no, you're not talking about people. What are you talking about? The Gemara says that when Yonas and Ben Uziel would learn, a bird flew over his head burnt. But you have a musak, what tan is? You don't get it. Eh? So what can they be doing all night? When they came to the Moshe for a shot.
You're saying everything went fast by them?
Yeah!
So why it's all night they need to...
Well, it's all night, and it says that they could have stayed more. Why is it end sof? Because of what we're speaking about
today.
Everything in the Bria is connected to this. It's all connected. That's the Pshat Abotai. The Pshat is that everything that happens in the world is connected to the Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tziti. Everything that was created in this world was created for that purpose. And now I'll tell you a Meiri Dika Pshat. And then I'll let you go because I see the little... Whoever has to go could go. I see the little... You could go. Two more minutes. It's Kedai. You'll be worth it. It's worth it. Listen to me. I said over in Lakewood, a Meiri Dika Vart. Meiri Dika Vart. You hear? If you take a look... Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the water. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the ground. Karatatov. So all the Bali Musa asked to what? Karatatov to a chair? Who do you have a karatatov to? A table? I mean, it's a domain. It's an object. You have a karatatov. Here, you're not supposed to make kiddush in front of the chal. It might get insulted. So you know, I think you should take it out for dinner and apologize to the chal. Take it out. Sit it down next to you and say, my chalala, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And then you would talk and need mental institution, lock up, and we would call the Hatzalah and we put the yellow jacket on you and get to take you away. So what are you talking about? What are you embarrassing? A chal, you ever see a guy say, don't embarrass the table, please don't embarrass the hat. That's it. One second. You say over this every year, no? But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hit because he had to have a karsa tov to the hat. Are you okay? Is everything, are you 100% normal? Or what are you talking about? Hat. Sorry about that. I apologize. Is it? That's a normal conversation. So Bali Musa always say that it's not so much the hat. It's you. It's not mitzad de mikabel. It's mitzad you that you have to learn to be makir tov v'chule v'chule. Over the years, I got to realize that even that's a shvach and teretz. What are you saying? Episnisht. Maybe it's, I don't know, to learn to appreciate things. All right, I can hear it. I'll let you get away with it. Rav Shachin is safe in Meroish Amana goes so far to say that it can't even be that you should have a karat atof to a hat. It's kfira. What do you have? There are cherets for a hat? And they're... Yes, he didn't learn it that way. He learned that it was more, obviously. Okay. I once told this to you, that I was zoche, or not zoche, I don't know how you want to call it. I held I wasn't zoche. My wife held I was zoche. To go to the Louvre in France. My wife's from France. So she schlepped me to the Louvre. The Louvre is the museum over there, for days from the, with the Mona Lisa and the Alam Shugan Azachan. Okay. Kids, I was so bored, I thought I was going to hang myself over there. I couldn't take it. I thought another 10 minutes, I couldn't take it. I'll tell you, you don't know how much I couldn't take it. Till the last 20 minutes, I had unbelievable hanah. Oh, it was worth the whole trip. Not worth the whole trip, but it made the least 20 minutes of it good. As we're leaving, there's a whole section about the pyramids, the mummies, yeah, and the matzevas from India. In India, they worship cows. And the chveis and reptiles, whatever they really were. So when a cow dies, they bury him b'kovid, then they give a matzeva for him. Yeah, it was very geschmack. I had already kind of... The people they get rid of, yeah. People they chop up and eat for supper. The cows get a kfurim. You should know the Nusach, holy cow, comes from them. Where do you think it comes from? They say that there was once, no, Bemis, this is a real thing. I heard this once on my own ears from the BBC, that there was once a traffic jam in India because there was a snake on the road. It's Heiliger. That was the month of the year the snake betonished under, you know, I'll touch the snake. Okay. Then the guy came to take away the snake and they ran him over. That was fine. That was no problem whatsoever. The kids are... So, I'm sitting there, yeah, my wife starts reading for me on the matzev of us, for the cow. There's such a holy cow, and I'd lived with Kedusha and Tahira. To me, this was unbelievable. I couldn't, I wanted to hear everyone. I made her read me every matzev that was there. Okay, check. Point, what's the point? The point is like this, what's the point? A diamond is a diamond. If you have any... respected their heritage. Whoa, it does pass for India. It's the Hashtigal Kfira. It comes from Kfira. Says Rav Shach, it's Kfira. What are you talking about? He says, the Teretz is Pashat. There's no such thing as a diamond. Everything is Bria of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Mirzaina. So it represents Ratzon Hashem. Everything in the Bria, so the respect that you have for it and the Haracha that you have for it comes from the fact that it's Hashem, that's on Hashem. Hashem wanted.
So we're not better.
Wait. I once went over to Rabbi Sharieli, one of my Rosh Hashivas in the Mir, the Halil, very Chacham, I asked him a question. Is it Pshat because it's Hashem's, so it's Chashuv that it belongs to Hashem? Or the Pshat is that it's not being marich makir tov to the domen, but since Hashem put it there and I had from it, I'm being makir tov to Hashem. For example, if I lend you a car, what are you going to say? You're makir tov to the car, you're makir tov to me. Who lent you? It's my car, right? Who did you the favor, the car? Imagine a guy goes over to the car and says, yes, kayak the car. I tell you, balabas, also, thank you. It's the balabas, it's me, right? So if Moshe Rabbeinu had from the or, a chesed, so the actual hakarat hatov is to the Hashem. O dilma, even the thing itself, just the fact that it's Hashem's bria, a person has to be makir tov and marich. And I proved it to him. Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ktanim. Why does he go back for pachim ktanim? Melamed she tzadikim. Chavev memonam yoter migufa. Tell me, is that a tzaddik? If someone came and told you that his money is more important than his life, would you call him a tzaddik or would you call him a businessman from 47th Street? Only in 47th Street, or 42nd, what is it, 47? 47. Only on 47, their mom is worth more than their lives, right? On a Malam Menches night. And here we go, a tzaddik. So all the 47 guys walk around. Listen, I'm a Furshi Gemara, a tzaddik. I don't care about my neshama. I don't care about my ruchniut. I care about my mammon. I'm a tzaddik. Look. The Gemara says, yotem migufam. What do you want? Okay. So what's the answer? The pasuk says, v'yaftat Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meyodecha. Yesh lecha adam shememono chaviv alav migufo. You have a person that his mammon is more important to him than his guf. So that's why I have to say, even b'chol meyodecha after... Because if you give up your life, of course you give up your money. And the Teretz is there are people like that, by the way. They'll put themselves in danger. Don't take my purse. Yeah, but you're going to kill for it. And the Teretz is, I can't part with my money. Ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, v'chibim mishugai yaskina. No, we're talking about crazy people. The Pasuk has to go out of its way and say a Pasuk about a crazy man. Only a crazy man, his mammon is more. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what do we see from here? There is such a thing. There's such a thing. And it's not crazy. Is that pshat in this Gemara that tzaddikim is yoter chaviv? Obviously more. Right? Tzaddik, that's not talking about a regular person. And the answer is, say the Bali Musar, when you're makir, everything's from Hashem. So even mammon, it's Hashem. Hashem gave it to you. Tell me something. Yaakov was very rich. Extremely rich. Rich, very rich. Yosef looked at him and he went crazy how rich he was, right? So the Pachim Tanim, you think he had Hakarat HaTov that he had from it? Shvach. Imagine a rich man says, yeah, I have so much from this paper cup. I have to, I'm tremendous. My chorus, I tell you, they should make a dinner for it. Here, the star, the guest of the dinner tonight, I'm making a dinner in honor of my paper cup. And the tyrant says, it's not a karatata, what is it? Haracha. It's Hashem. Hashem. It's all Hashem gave it to me. I see Hashem. Wait. You notice that Paro got Negayim. When? By Abimelech, by Sarah. What's Negayim? Got physical Negayim. Got cancer, with AIDS, with Alagut and Machlis. Paro got himself. Paro got himself every debilitating disease. Negayim dolim, it says. Vayinaga Hashem et Paro, negayim. He was laying there, he couldn't move. The second Paro here in Mitzrayim, he doesn't get negayim. What does he get? From Bria, the Rastic Park, right? They bring the dragons and flying grasshoppers and Kenan. It's Svardeya, a one big frog that comes and you hit it and thousands of frogs come out. Why you want him to do tshuva? Give him a good cancer in his stomach of Sarachais or cancer on his brain and he's done. What do you mean? And let him suffer if he's not designed for 12 months and then he'll do tshuva. What, no? What do you have? You know what the parents is? The first pari did an Aveira. Aveira Hashem does machla to make you hurt that you should do tshuva. The second part was makhish mi Hashem. The whole bria was created to bring out en od milvado. That's what the bria is here for. En od milvado. And when Mashiach comes, it's the same thing. Now you understand why he got asara makot from the bria. Because as the Medrash says, he was makhish asara mamarot shebehem bara HaKadosh HaOlam. That's why in Kiddush of Shabbos we say Zecher LaMaaseh Bereishit. It's all connected, Rabotai. It's to bring out one, Lamanteidu, Ki Ani Hashem. This is Emuna. Emuna is not that Hashem created the world and he's Manigat Olam. That's for children. To understand the Omek of Emuna, that everything is all Ratzon Hashem. The rock was there so Moshe could bury the Mitzri. What's that all about? Also, the Geula could come from it, like Kos Paro. Like Kos Paro. It's all that this, the Kos Paro, that's why we have the Dalet Kosod. It all bled to the Geula. Everything leads into the Geula because everything is for Hashem's master plan. This, Rabotai, is the Emuna. And that's what the Chachamim were up all night. And they could have sat even longer. Tying together. The Marabuma Asecha Hashem. Kulam. The lo ye'ol givurtech b'chush b'naya. Lo ye'ol givurtech b'chush b'naya. That's what this story of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim is meant for the grown-ups. Okay? Now you understand Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now you understand Makot. It's not for the kids. The kids can learn about the Tzvardeya, the big one that made the thousand others. It's a good story. The Rastic Park is perfect for them. You have to understand the Yisod. Everything is for Hashem. Everything was for Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And these are the levels of Emunah that we take out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yiratzon Avotai. We should learn and work on Emunah. Einod Milvado. Everything we see. We should see like grown-ups. What Emunah. Everything is tied in Takush Baruch Hu. And with this we'll takabi zoche to be a Tagor. Where then we'll have Ayashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We'll have true Emunah. Hey Rabbi, amen, amen.
Amen.